recording's already started, so that's, we're good there. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of November 1st. Just remember, please, to keep your phones on mute, but not on hold. Do not put yourself on hold, especially on your phone. Be aware of background noises. Please wait until you're invited to speak and speak. And please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members making motions, please, in seconds, please state your name. All right, let's go ahead and determine our quorum. Commissioner John David?
Here.
Oscar Calleja?
Here.
Alex Hernandez?
Here.
Elizabeth Goll?
Here.
Dan Griffin?
Here.
Okay. Gary Griffin? All right. Joe Greiner?
Here.
Commissioner Jones, Paul?
Here.
Okay. Kenny Locke?
Here.
Donnie Pittman?
Here.
Rick Sims?
Here.
And Pete Quintella?
Here.
All right, so we have 11 of 12 members constituting a quorum. I'll check once more for Gary Griffin just to see. All right, well, then we are good to go. Let's see, we have Jim Hammers, Tom Campbell, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, and Norman Bellamy representing DBPR. I don't know if Sabrina's on or not. I don't see her. Okay. All right. Well, today's agenda is fairly straightforward. It's we're not going to be approving minutes today. We'll do that at the next meeting. But today's agenda is to provide the commission with your recommendations on modification 9126 or E1518 Part 2, if you're using the ICC nomenclature. But ours is 9126. And that's it for the business. Is there a motion, please, to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Donnie Pittman, second.
All right. A motion and a second for approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And let's notate that all 12 members are present. Gary Griffin is now on the call, so that would be a 12-0 vote on the agenda. Okay, well, this next business, let's keep it simple and straightforward. All of you have been through the process. All of you are familiar with the documentation. I'll make my piece 30 seconds. I'll ask if anybody from the public wants to speak. I'll come back to the TAC and look for a motion to approve and deny with some brief explanation, and then determine whether it's on a consent agenda. Two-thirds majority is required. And that's pretty much it, unless anybody has any questions. Just have one item, which is 9126 or E1518 Part 2. Mo, do you have anything you want to say before we get started? Okay. You are on mute, just so you know, Mo. All right. Okay, well, is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment?
Joe Belcher.
Mr. Belcher, please state your name, and do I need to time you, Joe?
No. Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association.
Yes, that's all right, go.
Hello? Is that somebody?
Yeah. Yes, Mo, we hear you now.
All right, go ahead, let Joe say what everyone's saying, and then I'll speak.
Okay. Okay. Well, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. We're requesting denial on this change. We don't really have a problem with the change. However, if you look at the reason, the whole reason is based on hazardous and asphyxiant gases, and the way the change is worded, it would apply to all machinery rooms larger than 1,000 square feet where you may not have any of these gases or anything. We don't have a problem with providing additional egress and panic hardware where you have these toxic gases, the possibility of these toxic gases, but we don't think we should be applying this to all machine rooms across the board. We would have no problem with somebody resubmitting this in phase two limiting it to those areas that have these dangers of these toxic gases and asphyxiant gases. Thank you.
All right. Is there any other public comment? I don't think there is anybody else in the public. So, Mo, do you want to say something before we went to
Yeah, in general, this code change by mistake was assigned to the accessibility TAC and the accessibility TAC in September 23rd meetings. They deferred this to the mechanical TAC, and as stated in the code change, this is the purpose of this code change mainly to require that machinery room that has a size of 1,000 square feet or more to be provided with two access doors, and where the door will open in the direction of the mean of egress, and also to the door be provided with Vanek hand hardware. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Okay, TAC members, if you have any questions, or if any TAC member has wishes to make a motion either for approval or denial and a brief explanation of the reason.
Locke, I move to deny, and the reason for that is that this language already exists in EBC 1006.2.2.2 refrigeration machinery room and doesn't need to be duplicated in the mechanical code.
Okay. Is there a second?
This is Oscar. I'll second that motion.
All right. So we have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on duplicative not needed in the mechanical code. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes.
Sure, Pete.
I am aware of the code section that Mr. Locke's talking about, but it's not every mechanical plant examiner or inspector that carries the full code with them. It is beneficial to the trade in general to have this information in the mechanical code. This is similar as an example of the access to roofs over 16 feet. We used to have it in the mechanical code, and we realized for a very long was in the roofing code. So we have duplicity in the code, but it serves a purpose in both areas. So I would recommend this proposal.
Okay. Any other discussion?
All right. This is David. I agree with Pete, but if the denying it means we can bring it up in January, right, or in future.
Right, and then next.
So it doesn't mean we're going to kill it, because I think it needs to be looked at again. The cost to add the second egress, and also we need to look at the modern refrigerators are flammable refrigerants that they're proposing. So this may be even more required in the future because of the change in refrigerants. So I agree that we should deny, but look at this and agree with Pete that it needs to be something that we look at seriously.
Okay. So we can bring it forward in phase two. Trying a code update next year. All right, any further discussion? All right, well, then everybody unmute yourselves, please. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 And opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so the vote is 11 to 1 in favor, so it passes. That will be on the consent agenda for denial. Okay, is there any other kind of public comment or staff member comment or staff comment? Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, it's staff. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to let you know, guys, the outcome of the your TAC actions and other TAC actions from the September and October meetings already posted on the Code Mod page. Also, we also posted tracking chart and the teacher reports for the upcoming commission meeting, December 14, 15. I hope you will take some time to look at the room and get ready for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Any other comments or questions? Then, Commissioner John, if you would go ahead and adjourn us, please.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Just say we can't adjourn. Oh, that's okay either way.
All right. I'll make the motion if nobody wants to go.
So, David, just for clarification, why don't you just say we stand adjourned?
We stand adjourned.
Thank you, sir. Very good. Appreciate it, everybody.
So we do.
Hey, Mo, if you could stay on.
Yes, go ahead.